Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra. You're tuned in to Eastern Sierra Now, where the news is always timely, occasionally sassy, and proudly powered by mountain grit and desert sun. Today, we've got stories that zigzag from mosquito fogging in Aspendell to big announcements out of Mill Pond, with a few tire tracks through Mammoth's freshly opened bike trails. We've also got your weekly sports shout-outs, a forecast hotter than a freshly baked Bishop sidewalk, and more ways to soak in that Sierra summer magic. And hey, before we roll on, here's your gentle reminder to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on social media, and show a little love to our sponsor, Faultline 395, outdoor-ready gear for folks who play where earthquakes are born. Visit faultline395.com to check them out. Oh, and in case you missed it, today is National Making Life Beautiful Day. Whether you're planting a flower, helping a neighbor, or just choosing kindness over chaos, that's what I'm trying to do every day. Take a moment to appreciate the little things that make this wild world more wonderful. Beauty's out there. Sometimes it just wears flannel and hikes with trekking poles. Or a big sun hat with an orange. Never mind. In public health news today, mosquito control fogging is scheduled soon to help combat those pesky biters in and around Aspendell. Crews plan to carry out the applications early Friday morning between about 4 and 6 a.m., weather permitting, of course. If conditions are too windy or temperatures are unsuitable, the treatment will be postponed. The goal is to minimize adult mosquito populations for residents and visitors alike. Additionally, Inyo and Mono counties are encouraging everyone to take extra precautions from mosquitoes by wearing long sleeve shirts and pants, especially in the early morning and evening, and using EPA registered insect repellents, especially those with high concentrations of active ingredients, for longer protection. For those living or staying in the area, be aware of early morning spraying and take normal precautions. Residents with questions are encouraged to contact local public health authorities for details. Music lovers, mark your calendars. Mill Pond Festival is back this year, and there's fresh news on the lineup, tickets, and venue details. The Inyo Council for the Arts has confirmed that early bird ticket for the 2025 Mill Pond Music Festival will be available for purchase until July 1st. Alongside ticket updates, organizers have released new artist announcements. Rounding out this year's performer list include Clinton Davis String Band, Wolf Jett, Roy Rogers, and the Delta Rhythm Kings, Grover Anderson, the Vaudevillian, Tenacity, the Real Sarahs, the Motet, and Damn Tall Buildings. One notable change, folk singer-songwriter Vance Gilbert has withdrawn from the lineup due to health concerns. Camping spots are still available in Sage Flat, Overflow, and tent camping sites. Further updates are expected to follow. We can't wait to see you there. Are you looking for mountain-ready style that actually performs? Look no further than Faultline 395, small batch outdoor apparel designed and tested in the Eastern Sierra for folks who live where the air gets thin and the terrain's legit. You want lightweight performance hoodies that withstand slush and sun? You need a flannel tough enough for wood chopping, stylish enough for après? Craving a five-panel camper hat that says Trailblazer, not Coffee Line? Faultline 395's got that lineup. Eco tees, tech flannels, bomber vests, and hats that flatter every adventure. More airs, less cares. Because life's too short to stay grounded or wear boring gear. Swing by faultline395.com or your favorite local outfitters to snag your next mountain piece. Faultline 395, where mountain meets street. And you never have to choose. Moving on to the events taking place this week, we've got a packed schedule. Starting off today, C5 Art Studio, in conjunction with Eastern Sierra Land Trust, is holding an Understanding Bird Songs event with David Lucas. This event will take place tonight, beginning at 6 p.m. Also tonight, Distant Brewing is hosting Eastern Sierra Pool for its weekly pool tournament, beginning at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, the Eastern Sierra Capital Summit for Small Businesses will take place beginning at 8 a.m. In Mammoth, Outbound Mammoth is hosting the Mammoth Sonico for their weekly Tranquil Thursday event beginning at 4 p.m. For the artists, Mono Arts Council is hosting a Playful Paint watercoloring class beginning at 5:30 p.m. Also tomorrow, Francesca Brown will be performing live at Distant Brewing from 6 to 9 p.m. Lastly, C5 Art Studios is hosting its open mic night event, Folk Around and Find Out, tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. As a reminder, if you're interested in any of these events, you can learn more about them at easternsierranow.com/events or just download the mobile app. Strap on your helmet and tighten those cleats. Mammoth Bike Park is officially spinning into gear with 10 trails open and ready for two-wheeled thrills. Whether you're new to the saddle or think handlebars are just for decoration, there's a little something for everyone. Easy cruisers for the chill riders, intermediate flow for those looking to level up, advanced lines for the bold and the brave, and expert trails for the kind of folks who hear double black diamond and say, only two? Trail conditions are looking solid, with lift access up top and gravity doing the rest of the way down. Don't forget, protective gear is highly recommended, unless you're also auditioning for Mountain Lion Stunt Double. I don't get that one. For tickets, trail maps, and all things knobby tired adventure, check out mammothmountain.com. See you on the dirt, and remember, it's not a real ride unless you earn at least one dramatic GoPro moment. Trust me. Hey, Eastern Sierra business owner. Yep. You with the killer craft beer and cozy cabin. You ready to grow your online game? At Eastern Sierra Now, we don't just cover the news, we manage its reach. Our social media management service takes your posts from tumbleweeds to trending to turn tourist double taps into loyal local foot traffic. Optimized content tailored for your brand's voice, consistent posting schedules across Instagram, Facebook, and more, regular reports with clarity and zero jargon. Contact us at advertise@easternsierranow.com to get a custom plan for your business. Eastern Sierra Now social media, because your business deserves more than just a like. It deserves local legend status. Now for the sports, brought to you by the Back Alley Bull and Grill, where the food's hot and the lanes are slick and the post-game fries taste like victory. It's time to lace up those cleats, shine up the nine iron, or maybe just dust off the bike seat. It's your Eastern Sierra Sports Roundup, people. Now, we know the local scoreboard isn't just for high school football season. From summer softball leagues to Sunday golf rounds and two-wheeled trail takedowns, the spirit of friendly competition is alive and pedaling across the Sierra. So here's your call to action. If you're swinging bats in Bishop or teeing off in Big Pine or tearing up single track with a bike club in Mammoth, we want to hear from you. Send us your scores, schedules, MVPs, or even a good sports pun. We're not above those because this show is about celebrating our teams, your teams, and keeping the Eastern Sierra energy strong. And hey, if you're a local business looking to get into the game, consider sponsoring a segment like this one. Whether it's weather or a brand new bike report, there's room on the roster for you. That's your local sports scoop fueled by fresh air and community spirit and fries from the Back Alley Bowl and Grill. Go play hard and eat well. All right, into the weather. First up, Bishop, strap on that sunscreen. Today's a scorcher with highs in the upper 90s. We're talking 98. It's definitely, I just got back from my walk. It is. Think heat waves, not heat takes. Hydrate early, hydrate often, and maybe indulge in an afternoon ice cream or two. Expect nighttime lows around 56. Tomorrow, still don't bury those flip-flops. 97 and sunny again. It's the kind of heat that demands frequent pool breaks, or at least strategic shade seeking. Remember, heat stroke is real, don't tempt it, but you can look forward to the lows of 54 in the evening. That's a plus. Friday, cooling off slightly, more like just a breath easier. Still a sizzling 97. High five the weekend early, but don't throttle down your water intake. Lows of 54. So it looks like today in Mammoth, breezy and balmy, comfortable 76, perfect for a post-coffee hike or maybe a paddleboard with your dog. Just bring a windbreaker for the playful gusts, evening lows of 40. Tomorrow, a reliable repeat, 75 and windswept sunshine if you're bike riding or mountain wandering. It's basically outdoors approved. Paradise. Expect lows around 41. Friday, one more day of sunny skies at 77 with the familiar breeze. Low temps dip to about 42 tonight. So layer up before stargazing or premature summer sweater selfies. That's your weather for Bishop and Mammoth. Sunshine for days with temps ranging from fiery to fittingly fabulous. Keep your sunscreen and water bottles handy, Eastern Sierra. That's a wrap on your local rundown for this fine day in the Eastern Sierra. From foggy mornings, get it, mosquitoes, to festival teasers and trial thrills, we hope you're feeling more informed and at least mildly entertained. As always, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow Eastern Sierra Now on social, and if you've got a story, event, or sports league that deserves a spotlight, send it our way. We're all ears and fully caffeinated. Big thanks again to our sponsor, Faultline 395, where function meets fashion, and the trail always leads somewhere scenic. Oh, hey, and remember, it's National Making Life Beautiful Day, so go out there, be the wildflower in someone's concrete jungle, or at least let someone merge into traffic without passive-aggressively honking. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and stay just the right amount of dusty.